item, please.
733, amend joint office of homeless services intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County to authorize fiscal year 17-18 budget allocation to the joint office of homeless services.
Very good. Come on back. You actually don't have to go all the way back to your seat unless you want the exercise.
Here for the next 10 minutes.
Very good. Well, you make a grand entry. It looks good.
Kurt Krieger, Housing Director. This effectuates and implements the budget you adopted on June 8th. There are no further changes. This merely rolls into the IGA, the adopted budget.
Director Krieger, do we have a date yet for a work session?
I don't believe it's been calendared, although we did meet with Burke Nelson, and everyone wants it to happen is before Labor Day, preferably month of July.
Or August.
July or August. I mean, I know you have a tight calendar, but...
Yeah, July has a lot of people on vacation, but it will be held this summer.
That's correct. We had a policy budget alignment committee last week, and we talked about a range of options. Home Forward will be part of that presentation, as well as the Housing Bureau and obviously the Joint Office.
Thank
you.
Very
good. And Kristen and Mark, are you here for this particular item? Did you want to come up and just say a few words since you're here? Any advice on design review that you want to impart? Okay, thanks. I appreciate it very much. Colleagues, any further questions? Any public testimony?
No one
signed
up.
Please call the roll.
Fish?
I'm very pleased that we are increasing our allocation to the joint office, and I look forward to the work session this summer where we can focus on sustainable funding for the long term. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
So this is adding over $26 million from the City General Fund to the work of the Joint Office, and thank you very much for all your work. It also includes $1.8 million federal funds, and long may that last. Aye.
Wheeler.
So I want to extend my thanks to my colleagues who worked very, very hard alongside me to find additional resources for the Joint Office, and I want to thank Mark Jolin for his excellent leadership of that joint office. And Christian, you and your team over at the county have done an outstanding job, and certainly Director Krieger, you continue to do fine work with regard to our efforts on these IGAs. I will simply put out the cautionary note that has been put out there several times with regard to the sustainability of this budget. It is not sustainable. I want to be very clear and on the record. The work that the Joint Office does is critically important. As the point in time count showed on Monday, we're actually making good progress. We've not solved the problem, but it is at least encouraging that here in Portland and Multnomah County, we have been able to reduce the number of unsheltered homeless on the streets. That counters the narrative that's being seen in Alameda County, LA County, King County, the greater Seattle area. So there is some good news here. There was certainly some bad news as well. We saw people with self-identified disabilities going up markedly. And while we will get the disaggregated data later, we are all supposing that there are increased self-reporting of both addiction and mental health issues related to those who find themselves in the situation of homelessness. And in addition, the number of chronically homeless also went up. So lots of work to do, but we need to redouble our efforts working with the county and the other partners in the joint office or at the A Home for Everyone Coalition to find a path to sustainable funding going forward. Because as everybody knows, and as our budget office has repeatedly admonished us, the funds we've put in this year hang a lot of hope on a continued growth cycle in the economy and a heavy reliance on one-time-only funding. That is not sustainable. But this year, that's not the problem. Aye. Ordinance is adopted.